Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mission Mishaps Entry 8, SI-5 Surveillance Log, Entry CRT-004.
Mr. Jacoby!
Would you do me the favor of stepping into my office for a moment? If you would be so kind.
Just a moment, sir. I'm in the middle of some very sensitive work, which I would love to put on hold to step into your office right this instant. Yes, sir. Of course.
Good.
You too, Doctor.
But sir, I...
Office, now!
Yes, of course, sir. I would be delighted to... Be in trouble. Did you do something again?
I don't know. Thank you for joining me here. Please, have a seat. Mr. Jacoby, would you please tell me what this is?
Do you mean like in a broader, more philosophical sense? Or, it looks like a progress report on all of our active missions.
Very good. Very good. Dr. Maxwell, how would you characterize the progress of your work to date?
There's all kinds of ways that you could answer that question.
In a word, please. How's it going?
I'd say... great?
Great?
Yes, just... great. It's going great.
Mr. Jacoby... would we agree with that characterization? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah? Yeah, I think that great's a pretty, great word for where we're at.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, the reports are all in, and prep is going well for the next week's deployment, so... as far as I can see, everything is perfectly... there is that.
Mm-hmm. Eloquent as always, Jacoby. Why did I ever doubt that things would be perfectly... there's that. Maxwell?
Oh. Well, sir, it's possible that I overstated the progress on the...
Greatly overstated?
I'm just saying that... Oh. Oh, God! It's a message from... It looks like the Quasar data processor... It's developed a binary fault in its cortical network.
Oh, no! Not a binary fault in the quantic cortical... that's bad!
Yes! Yes, it is! I need to go deal with this right now.
Do you need help with that emergency?
Oh, that's very nice of you, but I should be just fine. You lousy. On second thought, yes, I'd love some help, Jacoby.
I thought you might.
Someone needs to shut off the left particle beam from inside the radiation chamber.
Sounds delish. We should get on it right away. Yes?
Yes, we should. So, excuse us, Major, but we're just gonna go deal with this super quickly.
Like, so fast. You'll barely know we've gone.
Although now that I think about it, it is a pretty tricky process, so it could take a couple of hours.
Or days.
Days, yes. Definitely a possibility. So don't wait for us or anything, Major.
How about we call you when we get done with it?
And... Yes, exactly. You should just do whatever you were going to do without the two of... But without the two of us, why is there clapping? What does the clapping...
It means it didn't work, Maxwell.
Damn it.
Have a seat. Both of you are better operatives than you are actors. Just out of curiosity, what was that alert actually about, Doctor?
The Chinese food I ordered is waiting for me downstairs.
Chinese food. I hope it goes without saying that I am furious and this is unacceptable.
Yes, sir. But...
No. You know the rules. There will be no buts after a yes, sir. You know that.
Yes, sir.
Better. Now, what has gotten into the two of you? Are you that desperate to weasel your way out of tonight?
Yes.
Like, completely desperate.
Desperately desperate.
That was rhetorical. Also, tough. You both knew this job would require some unusual assignments.
Yeah, but not like this. This is different.
Why?
Because I don't do holiday parties.
Oh, yes, you do, Mr. Jacoby. Yes, you do. No matter what your hilariously misinformed RSVP says to the contrary.
But, sir... to be perfectly frank, I could really use that extra time to work on
but
my...
Doctor, I thought all your active missions were going great.
Yes. Yes, I did say that.
And did you lie?
No, sir.
Ergo, happy holidays.
What about my excuse?
What was your excuse?
That I don't do holiday parties?
Exactly. I did not dignify it with a response. You are both attending this holiday party. Do you need me to say mandatory again?
But why is it so important that we all...
Ooh, careful, Maxwell. What are the first three rules of the SI-5 handbook?
Don't ask any unnecessary questions. Don't ask any frivolous questions.
Very good. And?
Don't ask any questions.
Precisely. This is Goddard Futuristics. You do not ask why. You trust that you were given orders for a reason. You attend the holiday party. I will see both of you with eggnog and gingerbread cookies at 2100 hours. Do not disappoint me. Anything else? Jacoby.
What if we hypothetically, didn't have anything to wear to this occasion.
Oh, me too. Ah, I might also be in that hypothetical situation.
Well, I'm sure that two operatives of your caliber will have no trouble in acquiring appropriate outfits in the ample time.
2 hours isn't exactly ample time. I mean,
ample time before the start of the party.
But it...
Doctor, beg it, borrow it, steal it, I don't care. Just find something and get there before Cutter starts the Secret Santa exchange. Now, if there isn't anything else...
My mother just died!
Excuse me.
My very dear mother just died tragically.
Maxwell, we all know that you don't talk to your mother.
My mother just died?
No, Jacoby.
I'm sick!
I caught it from her!
Enough! This discussion is over. I will see you at 2100 if I do not hear you both caroling first.
But
you are going to be festive,
sir,
and merry, and we are all going to have a wonderful, jolly time. Right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Excellent. Now, get the hell out of my office and go back to work. Oh, and Jacoby, Maxwell, from the leadership at Goddard Futuristics, happy holidays.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Michelle Agresti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit us at wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire, we're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. Choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.